You're listening to English Through Stories, Missing Person, Episode 12, Kathy to the Rescue. Welcome to Missing Person, Episode 12. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff McQuillan, coming to you from the Center for Educational Development in beautiful Los Angeles, California. This is the final episode of this series, Missing Person. In episode number 11, we found out who had kidnapped and killed Sarah Salas. It was Bill, her husband. Our narrator, Dr. Reeves, goes over to Bill and Sarah's apartment building, and he goes into John Costello. We find out that John Costello, who was a bartender, killed at his work. John Costello lived in the same building as Bill and Sarah, and it was Bill who had killed John Costello as well. At the end of the episode, Dr. Reeves surprises Bill inside the apartment, and they have a fight. And the gun of Dr. Reeves is taken by Bill, and Bill is now going to kill Reeves, Dr. Reeves. But at the end of the episode, Dr. Reeves says that he remembered the pills that he found in Bill and Sarah's apartment for Bill's bad leg. Now, he says, I knew what to do. That's where we pick up episode 12, Kathy to the Rescue. Without thinking another second, I kicked Bill in his right knee. He screamed in pain and fell backwards on his back. The gun fell to the ground. I picked it up and pointed it at Bill. The game is over, Bill, I said, moving the gun closer to his face. I know that you killed John Costello, too. Was he your partner in kidnapping Sarah? Costello was an idiot. He was supposed to kill Anne and then keep quiet. But he told me he wanted more money, or he would tell the police everything he knew. So I had to kill him so he wouldn't blab to the cops. And you came to Costello's apartment tonight to get rid of any evidence that connected you to him? I asked. Costello had my name written down on a sheet of paper I gave him. I had to find the paper and get rid of it. Just then I heard a knock on the door, and someone came in. It was Kathy Chang. Kathy, right on time, I said. Did you call the police? Yes, they are on their way here right now. I have a camera person from the television station outside. We're ready to report the story. The police arrived a few minutes later and arrested Bill Salas for the murder of his wife and John Costello. Anne would be devastated, of course, but at least now she would know the truth. Now it was really over, and the murderer had been found. A week later, I met Kathy at her apartment for our usual dinner. Of course, she wanted to know all about the case of Sarah Salas's kidnapping. We talked over a wonderful meal of baked chicken. I understand that Bill killed his wife, Sarah, for her money, Kathy said. But how much money was he going to get? Bill had a $2 million life insurance policy on Sarah, I responded. Bill would get $2 million plus half of the money from Pardo Computers. And how was John Costello involved in this whole thing? John Costello lived in the same apartment building as Bill and Sarah, I said. He moved in a few months ago and became friends with Bill. But John liked to go to Las Vegas and gamble. He also liked to smoke and drink. So he needed money, lots of money. And Bill gave him a chance to make a lot of money by helping him kidnap Sarah, Kathy said. Exactly. Bill told John he would give him $500,000 if he helped him kidnap Sarah. But how did they take Sarah? Where did they keep her? Bill planned everything out very carefully, I explained. He told John Costello to call Sarah on the phone to ask her for some help with his computer. When she got there, John tied her up and kept her in his room. Bill left Los Angeles for 2 days in a rented car so people would think that both he and Sarah had disappeared. And it worked. Anne called the police because she thought that both Bill and Sarah were in trouble. That's when Anne asked me for help. What went wrong with Bill's perfect plan, then? The problem was that John Costello wasn't a very good helper, I said. He was supposed to kill Anne on the freeway, but he didn't. Then he told Bill that if Bill didn't give him more money, he would tell the police about the kidnapping. That's when Bill decided to kill Costello, to make sure Costello didn't tell the police? Exactly. He went to the bar where Costello worked and killed him, I said. Then he went back to Costello's apartment to kill his wife. He cut her throat and put her body in the street. But when I discovered that John Costello lived in the same apartment building, I knew it was no coincidence. And that's how I figured it out. I took a drink of wine and looked at Kathy. She really was a very beautiful woman. Well, let's not think about Anne or Bill or John Costello, Kathy said. She smiled and raised her glass of wine. Perhaps I've been working too hard on this case. I've forgotten the simple pleasures of life. It was time to spend more time on the good things in life, like a good glass of wine, a good meal, and Kathy's wonderful smile. In this final episode of Missing Person, called Kathy to the Rescue, we find out how the story ends. First, the title of this episode, Kathy to the Rescue. To rescue someone, R-E-S-C-U-E, to rescue means to save them from trouble, to help them when they are in danger or they need help. So Kathy to the Rescue means that Kathy is going to come and help. And in this case, it's to help Darren Reeves, our narrator. The story begins in the middle of a fight where Bill and Dr. Reeves are fighting. Bill has a gun and he is pointing the gun at Dr. Reeves. Dr. Reeves remembers that Bill has a bad leg, so he decides to kick Bill's bad leg in the knee. The knee, of course, K-N-E-E, is what connects the two bones in your leg, or the two main bones in your leg. So he kicks Bill. Bill screams in pain, and falls backwards. To fall backwards means that if you are standing up, when you fall down, you are on your back. If you were to fall forwards, you would end up on your face. You would be on your face on the ground. But he falls backwards on his back. The gun falls to the ground, the gun that Bill was holding, and Dr. Reeves picks it up, and now Dr. Reeves points the gun at Bill and says to him, "The game is over," meaning this is it. Your time of being a criminal is over. The game is over. I have figured out what has happened, and there is no more continuing. Dr. Reeves says, "I know that you killed John Costello. Was he your partner in kidnapping Sarah?" Your partner, P-A-R-T-N-E-R, someone who you work with in this case, someone who is helping you. Well, Bill says that Costello was an idiot. He was stupid. He was supposed to kill Anne on the freeway when he ran into Anne's car. But he wanted more money, and so he told Bill that he would blab to the cops if he didn't get more money. To blab, B-L-A-B, means to talk to. It's an informal way of saying he's going to tell the police some secrets. To blab is usually used when you have a secret and you tell someone else that you're not supposed to. Well, then Bill decided to kill Costello, and he went to Costello's apartment to get rid of any evidence. To get rid of means to destroy, to throw away, to get rid, R-I-D, of any evidence. And here evidence is proof, something that would show that Bill and John Costello were partners. Costello had written down Bill's name on a sheet of paper. A sheet of paper, S-H-E-E-T, is the same as a piece of paper. He had to find this paper and get rid of it, he said. Then Kathy Chang knocks on the door during this story, and Bill says, "Kathy, right on time." To be on time means to arrive at the right moment, to arrive when you are supposed to. So right on time means the same as exactly on time. You are here when I expected you to be here. Well, Dr. Reeves asks Kathy if she called the police, and she said yes. They are on their way. To be on your way means you are traveling. You are going to a particular place. Kathy, of course, is a reporter, and she says she has a camera person from the television station outside. Well, the police arrive, and they arrested Bill Salas. To arrest, A-R-R-E-S-T, means the police take you and bring you to the jail. And then you are going to have to defend yourself in a court where you have a judge and lawyers and so forth. Well, they arrested Bill Salas for the murder of his wife and for the murder of John Costello, his partner. Well, Anne, of course, Sarah's sister, is going to be devastated, says Dr. Reeves. Devastate, D-E-V-A-S-T-A-T-E-D. To devastate means to destroy, to ruin, to completely take something and take it apart so there is nothing left. a storm, for example, a hurricane or tornado can devastate something. It can completely eliminate it. Well, here, Anne would be devastated means that she's going to be very sad, that she's going to be extremely upset, and it's going to be something that's going to bother her. Of course, finding out her sister had been murdered by her brother-in-law. Well, then a week later, we find that Dr. Reeves and Kathy get together and they sit down to talk about what had happened to Sarah Salas. And here we get a review of the story. We find out that Bill killed his wife, Sarah, because Sarah had a lot of money. And because Bill had a $2 million life insurance policy. Life insurance is when you pay a company money, and an insurance policy is something that helps you if something goes wrong. And a life insurance policy is money you get when someone dies. Well, he had a $2 million life insurance policy, plus he got half of the money from the computer company. Remember, Anne and Sarah own their parents' computer company. John Costello was involved, we find out, because he was a neighbor of Bill and Sarah, and he agreed to kidnap Sarah so that he could get some money as well. But unfortunately, things didn't work out. John Costello called Sarah on the phone, and to get her into his apartment, he says he needs some help on his computer. And when Sarah arrives, when she arrives, John tied her up. To tie someone up means that you take some rope and you put it around their arms and their legs so they can't move, so they can't leave. Well, he ties up Sarah, and Bill leaves Los Angeles so that Anne thinks that they have both been kidnapped. Unfortunately, John Costello was not a very good helper. A helper, H-E-L-P-E-R, of course, someone who helps. The plan was for John Costello to kill Anne on the freeway, but he didn't do that. And so, because he wanted more money, Bill decided to kill John as well. Dr. Reeves discovered this when he found out that John Costello lived in the same apartment building as Bill and Sarah Salas. He says, "I knew it was no coincidence." A coincidence, C-O-I-N-C-I-D-E-N-C-E, a coincidence is when two things happen at the same time. Usually, it is just by chance. It isn't planned. It just happens. But this, he said, was no coincidence, meaning it was planned. It was something that someone had decided to do. Well, at the end of the story, we find out that Dr. Reeves still thinks Kathy is a beautiful woman, is still attracted to her, it seems. He and Kathy share a glass of wine. Kathy raises her glass of wine. To raise means to lift up in the air. And Dr. Reeves says that he has forgotten the simple pleasures of life, meaning the simple things that make life good. And one of those simple things is Kathy's wonderful smile. So we can expect, I suppose, Dr. Reeves and Kathy perhaps now to have another romantic relationship. We end on a happy note this episode and this series of Missing Person. From Los Angeles, I'm Jeff McQuillan. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time on English Through Stories. English Through Stories is a production of the Center for Educational Development in Los Angeles, California. This program may not be resold or redistributed without the express written permission of the Center for Educational Development.